Matthew 5, verse 1 to 12, lessons from the sermons of Jesus on the mountain. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was fed, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and told them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We come before the name of Jesus. I know it's my lips, O God, and teach us lessons and give us understanding to these lessons. Help us to ponder on what we hear from your word, to apply them in our lives. I pray, O God, for healing of souls, salvation of souls. I pray for health, each and every one of us, our passions, struggles. I pray that this word of yours will not be only here, but to be extended beyond the world, to reach places and areas, O God, and workers and congregations and families and groups. O Lord, that they will get your words and apply them in their lives. We thank you, God, anoint my lips, and put verses and statements, and direct the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. The Lord sees a multitude moving toward Him, and He responds to that. He went up into the mountain. Either He went up to be away from the multitude of the crowd, or He wants to be with His disciples. But we find later on that even the multitude, they join Him after what He was teaching and preaching to His disciples and teaching them. And to stay here, when He was sick in verse 1, His disciples came unto Him. The word here, when he was sick, He set Himself, or He prepared Himself to teach. When He was ready to teach, His disciples came and joined Him. Now, at the time of Jesus, when the teacher would teach, He would sit down. And the disciples, the those who come to learn, they will stand up. Exactly opposite the situation now. Now the teacher will stand, and the disciples or the learner will sit down. You know why? Because the word of God now becomes very cheap for the people. At that time, the one who teaches, you please just speak, we will wait for you. We will wait. You speak the word of God, we are honoring the word of God, we are appreciating the word of God. You sit down, you tell us, and we will listen to what you say. You are there and we are there, want to do the bidding of yours. Now, the situation has become deteriorating. Opposite. So what we understand here, when this was think about the Beatitudes, the more we honor the Word of God and the teaching and the small areas that we are not following in the scriptures, the more we are blessed. And the more we scorn, despise, reject and throw small statements, small words at our back, the blessing of God will be scattered. We need to prepare ourselves to teach the people whom God will say, the verse 20, he said, and he opened his mouth. You know, get the point? He opened his mouth so that he can speak clearly, loudly and precisely what God wants them to hear. They need to hear it fearlessly, without compromises, with clarity. He opened his mouth and he told them. The purpose is to teach, to direct the people. We need to be trained to open our mouth and to give a clear instruction, clear details, clear statement to the people that God has placed around us, so that we will be responsible and accountable to God with the things that we entrust to us. He opened his mouth to teach them, to feed them, to fill them, to satisfy them, to direct them. You know, they are wise when they were around Jesus and they were standing and they were listening to what he said to them. In verse 3, he declared to them the first blessing. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now the poor in the spirit, not as the people who are poor in material things. They are not the one who are poor in material things. But poor in the spirit, they can look to themselves and they can recognize that we are not up to the standard that God wants us. That is poor in the spirit. You know, there are people who are proud in the spirit, haughty in their spirit, arrogant in their spirit and their attitude, and they think already they are so advanced to that level that God has ordained for them. He says to them, if you are in such a way you thinking, forget about the kingdom of God. But if you are in a way that you need to check yourself, what are the things that you don't have, not the material things, but the spiritual things. If you consider yourself poor in the spirit, there are things that God needs to give you more and you don't have it, spiritual things and speaking, it means that really you are seeker for God's kingdom. The poor in the spirit, they don't consider themselves they have attained. They do not consider themselves they are well perfected in the things of God. Still they are looking for God to reveal to them, to lead them, to help them do it. In the book of Revelation, today we will speak only about this beatitude. This is as the poor in the spirit. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14 to verse 22, the message that was sent to the church of the Laodiceans, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will thou wear cold or hot. show them because thou art lukewarm. I neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wicked, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and I am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Now here, the message to the church of the Laodiceans will explain to us what is the meaning of the poor in spirit. In this church, the Lord, the Amen, the faithful one, the true witness, had noticed and he sent him this message. He said, I know your work. And he told him, you are neither cold nor hot. It means that there are certain things they need to be cold to be perfected, certain things they need to be hot to be perfected. Neither he finds, look at them, but there is no perfection is finding on them. He said, I take you, but you are neither this or this. I wish that you are one of these three that level, but you are lukewarm, and based on that, I want to spit you out of my mouth. Now, that is not the revelation now of the Lord. Not that he is not going to spit them out from his mouth because they are lukewarm. That is not the apostle again. The reason he wants to spit them out, let us read it very well. He says in verse 17, the Lord is not will be upset with us if we are not perfect. But why he will get upset with us and he will spew us out of his mouth? He says, because thou sayest, I am rich. Have you got the point? If they have said, no, we have not yet perfected. Yeah? He said, because thou said, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. Have you got the point here? That is a person who is not poor in the spirit. He is arrogant in the spirit. He cannot see the thing that he has not yet attained, and still he is before God, he is bragging before the Lord. He said, you say like that, all these things, and knowest not, the same verse, you don't know that you are, thou art riches, rich yourself. Look how you are riches and miserable. Have you got the point here? And the next word, and poor, you think that you are rich, but you are poor because he say I am rich because based on certain things he has. That many people they say they base their richness on capabilities, money, talents, even answer of prayer, spiritual excellency, but that is not the way for us to enter the kingdom of God. The Lord wants us to look at the things that we lack of the spiritual things. He told him you are poor and blind and you are also, the last word is naked. Now here the message had assured him that if that person was a seer, there was truly a person in that area. When I have reached them, it has made a sense to them even today. It needs to make sense to us that we should not think that we have attained the things that God is of them for us. We have not yet. And that attitude, not consider ourselves rich and increased in gold and have we need nothing. And many people they say, you know, they have reached the situation that because they have 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't need anything. That's where we fail God, and that's where we cannot see ourselves, and the thing that, the shameful thing that spoils, naked, and not right in our life, God is not happy with, and God wants to correct. He spoke to them in verse 18. He told them, I counsel thee. And I want to stop here, and I want to move to Matthew chapter 11. You know, certain times, basic things we forget. Matthew verse, chapter 11 verse 28 to 30, the certain of the Laodicea is as if they are, there's a gap between them and the Lord, because they think that they are rich. We rich already. We are done. He says, you are not yet done. You are poor. You are naked, wretched, blind, you cannot see, miserable situation. And the Lord says in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now here, how we need to recover from that spiritual defect that we have. We need to come to the Lord, we need to understand that in whatever spiritual situation we are in, or we are near to God, still there, still God, we need to draw nearer to Him. And you know, the next step, we need to take the yoke of Jesus. That is number one, that a failure factor even today. Many people, even among us, they think that the situation they are in is not ordained by the Lord. No. We are exactly in the place that God wants us to be. And we need to be yoked with Him. You know, yoking with Jesus certain times is a good journey, but sometimes it is a very solemn journey. And we need to bear it until we are out of it. He says, take my yoke and the third command, learn from me. We need to learn from Him. Especially when we are in the valley, when we are into a hard trial, we need to learn from Him. Blessed are they who are poor in the spirit. Lord, teach me. I am still baby. I don't know. Teach me how to handle, how to speak, how to deal with this situation. Have you get the point? See, there are certain times God put us in certain situations just to let us know that we are really inadequate and we really need to go back to Him, check ourselves, compare over the things that we still lack and we need to have from the Lord. We'll go back to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18, when He says, I counsel thee. He gives them advice. And the Lord today is offering us advice. And what we need to take from? What we need to take from Him? He said, I counsel thee for three things. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, a try in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. First thing is gold, tried and refined by fire, because gold is something rich and precious. Because he's looking at us, your situation, your spiritual situation is a poor one. What do you need? You need the direction from God. You need the word of God. You need some teaching from God, direction from the Lord. Something to prove, you know, refine God. And God is treated by fire. It's something approved, clean, pure. We need such things to make a quality change in our spiritual situation. That is the first thing. We need really a word from God, direction from God, or that speaks to the heart of the situation that we are in. That is the goal. He said, buy from me gold. And the second thing, he said, because we are yoked with him now, right? And we are learning from him. We need to buy gold. Second thing that we need to get from him, white raiment. White raiment is in the book of Revelation is the white language clothes, is the righteous arm of the saints. He says to them, white raiment so that you cover your nakedness. Well, they are naked, not that they don't have clothes, but they don't have the acts of righteousness of the things that God wants them to do. Even now, there's acts of righteousness that we are not aware of to care as individuals, as a family, that we need to do. Why? Raiment, so when you do it, you cover yourself and cover your nakedness and cover your shamefulness. And the third thing that we need to get from the Lord is eyesight. Most likely it is the saliva that it will lubricate the eyes so that we'll be able to see. That is to anoint our eyes, because there is also blindness that we cannot see, that we are poor. We are seeing ourselves handsome, perfect, attaining everything. We are better than others, and that is heart failure. And you get the point here, the Lord was speaking to the church as he was here. He was not upset with them because they are lukewarm. He was upset with them because they are not in the real situation that they are in. And that is what we need today. That's why my brother and my sister, you need from the Lord, you need to be coming back to God, yoked with him, so we have rest, we will learn, so that we can overcome. In verse 19, Revelation 3:9, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. That's the situation, the trials, and the heartache, and the troubles that we are passing through. It could be chastening, it could be a rebuke, it could be that the thing that we are not aware, through these things, God wants to open our eyes. God wants us to get the right things from us so that we can do the right acts that want Jesus to manifest in our lives, in our ministry. God calls to repent. He is saying, there is going to be all the outside of the door. The Lord is nothing. And no, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will stop with him and he with me. God wants us to open the door for him. We need to humble down. We need to get a new fresh insight from the Lord of the thing that is ahead of us. The attitude, you know, we attain everything, I know everything, I have done everything. That is not the way for the situation that we are in. You know, As we spoke about the third in the Vajisira, there is another scripture written by Paul to compare those who are poor in the spirit and those who are arrogant or proud in the spirit. The poor in the spirit, they are aware their insufficiency. The poor in the spirit. The rich in the spirit, all the proud, they cannot see that they are insufficient. They think that they are perfect, and in that attitude, they cannot get more from the Lord. Now let's go to the another scripture that is in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. And verse 13 and 14, the approach of Apostle Paul, or his attitude towards the situation. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I have not received. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." He says, "Brethren, I count myself to have, apprehended. I did not reach that yet." But in the church, in the way you say, what they say, we are rich. That's what they say. And they say also that we are increased in goods and we need nothing. How they can get new things from God? How they will be receiving their blessings? How they can have the kingdom of God? But the Apostle Paul, he said, "Brethren, I am not yet come to myself. I'm reaching it. I'm thinking that I'm not yet reaching it. But this one thing I do. Forgetting I have done good things, forgetting that I'm good, forgetting all the gifts that I have, forgetting all the good things that I have done, I forgot all these things, and I think that a lot of things that I don't have, I need to attain in order to reach the stage that God wants me to reach." That is the attitude of people who are poor in the spirit. You know, certain stages of growth, we may be in a certain stages long period, and there are certain things we need to do in order to move to the next stage of our growth. Apostle Paul said, "I am not yet apprehending." So he knows. His business is right. He knows that the things that he needs to do or he has not had in it. He says, "I forget what is behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." When we humble ourselves before the Lord and we say, "Lord, we are lukewarm. We did not do the correct things till now, or just earlier that we are not able to apprehend, we are not able to achieve." God, in His counsel, will give us the goal that is tried, the fire, the real direction in life, and He will give us also what we need to do, the white raiment, so that our nakedness will be covered, and He will give us the anointing, He may give us even His prayer to open our eyes to see exactly where we are and what is ahead of us to do. He says, "He who overcomes, whom has overcome it, we need to overcome. I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am sat down with my Father in His throne." God wants us to overcome. The best attitude is to be a fool in the spirit. Have you got the point? Now I want to get more from God today, I need to humble myself. Yeah? I need to consider all the strength and the baggage, babyhood, Lord, I'm naked at the end. Give me your gold, the white linen, and the eye salve, so that I can see, I can cover my shame, and I'll move out from the real poverty that I am not aware of. That's all it means. God, thank you for your word to us. Lord, I need you. I personally today, Lord, I need you. Lord, I lack a lot of spiritual things I don't have. Lord, things I am not aware of that I lack them. I am really, Lord, lukewarm. Thank you that you send your word to me so that you will not spew me out without warning. I humble myself, Lord. I want to buy for me today gold. Tried by fire and white raiment to cover my soul. Oh God, and even the eyes out. Turn up my eyes so I can see my way. Oh God, I pray that your word will bring the changes that you want to see in my life. Life of your church and your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that this word of yours blesses all the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God, will come true in our lives, all of us, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those who are here, and those who are far away, those who hear the message, I pray that your word shall be fulfilled, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in His name.
Thank you.
me all of you, Mary and Mary of Israel. Let my love upon you and let it come. I need the Lord from the depth of my heart. All of us need you, Lord. I need you, O God. My brothers and my sisters need you. Your church need you. O God, come, rescue us with the gold, your gold, the white raiment, and the eyesight. Let your message be alive in our life. Take it and spread it and reap the fruit that you desire to see. God bless us and enlarge our territory. Let your hand with us, keep us loaded from harm that we must shoot in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us on this morning. Amen and amen.